Good morning. It's good to be back with you this weekend. I missed you all very much while I was gone. I had another homily written for this weekend on the Eucharist because of the beautiful gospel we have today. But I felt God giving me kind of a clear push to preach to you on something else that has been kind of another, I don't want to say issue, but something else that needs to be understood in our Catholic community. This weekend, we're having an open house in our school, and it's not a promotion. We're not trying to get more students or raise more money or anything like that. In fact, we've been very blessed this year. We have 11 new students overall, total numbers, than we did last year, which for our school and our times is very good. We have 23 or 24 new families this year in our Catholic school, which is a great blessing. And we're financially stable, as I reported to you a couple weeks ago. It is rather a thank you. A thank you for the two newly renovated classrooms, which we did this summer. Some of you even participating in that, and most of it being funded through Fun Night, which is such an awesome opportunity because we can all come together and have a good time and be able to make great changes in our school like you'll see after Mass today. It's also a chance for you to meet the teachers, which you gave a raise to this year, to keep them accountable, to see who you're paying, to put faces with names. And it's a chance for you to examine the rest of the school so that you know where your tithing and your efforts are going. It's just good stewardship for you to be plugged into the school. And I say that because, not because I think so, but because your bishop thinks so. The bishop has said over and over, both when he visits and in our priest conferences, that Catholic education is a priority in this diocese, and that every parish that can have a Catholic school should have one. But there's a couple things about our mission here at Christ the King that sometimes get misunderstood. Number one, the mission of our parish, of having a Catholic school, is an extension of the parish itself, not its own entity. The parish comes first. And that means you need to be involved in the parish, active in the parish, coming to Mass every Sunday. I know for many of us it doesn't make sense, but for some other people it does, that I can send my kid to school at a Catholic school but not come to Mass on Sunday. Now, if we were offering private education, that might make sense, right? For our students over there who are non-Catholic, that makes sense. But our mission is not to give a Catholic education. If you look at the mission of our school, it says that we are forming Christian disciples. And we specifically use this word forming, like clay, like the Bible talks about. The clay gets formed into an image of Jesus Christ. And that cannot be done outside of the parish setting. I have a lot of families who come to me and want to get their kids in school. And I ask them, one of my first questions is, are you practicing stewardship? And of course you get a variety of responses. Many people say, well, what is that? Or not really, or I don't know exactly what that is, or yes, I am. A lot of people, you see, they make this very fundamental error. And if I could hope that you would come away with one thing this weekend, it would be this: that the practice of stewardship is not equated with having a student in our Catholic schools. The practice of stewardship is equated with being a Christian. And that's not something that Father Matt made up or Bishop Jekyll's made up. It's something Jesus Christ made up. Over and over in the Gospels, telling stories about stewards and how they handle the gifts that God has given them and how God can bless you when you use those gifts well. That mission, secondly, is for all parishioners, not just parishioners who have kids in school. And I know in the past, and I want to apologize for this, that there have been elements of our school faculty and staff that have not been welcoming to parishioners who would like to volunteer and help in the school, that they treat you like foreigners to your own school, and I am sorry for that. But we also must understand that the mission of a Catholic education, the mission of forming Christian disciples, brothers and sisters, that's the mission of every parishioner here. And that's what I expect and what your bishop expects. If you want to sit in the pew and keep that seat warm on Sunday and that's all you want to do, go somewhere else. I love you, but go somewhere else. Because we're a family here with a mission beyond keeping the pews held down. We're a mission. We have missions to the impoverished, missions to each other in Catholic education, to the homebound and the sick. And it takes all of us being on board with all of those missions to make preaching the gospel out of this parish work. Lastly, support of this mission, the mission of Christ the King Parish, the mission of Christ the King School, is something that is practiced over one's lifetime. I had somebody last year, they had a high schooler graduate from Bishop Carroll. And they came up to me and they said, "Father, I don't have to serve on this one committee anymore now, do I? Because my son or daughter graduated this year." And I said, "Well, I'm not going to force you." But that's not the idea. You see, the idea is that we give back to our parish and we help out with these committees and councils and activities, regardless of whether we have a kid in school or not. You see, in that mindset, we've equated schooling with stewardship instead of equating stewardship with being Christian, with simply being a member of the parish. I asked my parents a couple years ago, as I was, a couple years into priesthood and thinking about some of the things that pastors have to deal with. I was at dinner one night and I asked them, "You know, Mom and Dad, when we were all little kids, when you had five kids in Catholic schools, there were, I think at the time, two of us in high school and three in grade school out of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton." And I asked them, "Mom and Dad, how did you afford that?" And my dad was very quick to say, "We couldn't. We couldn't." And I said, "Well, did you tithe?" And he says, "We didn't give 10%. We gave what we could." But he was very quick then to follow up by saying, "But I give everything I can now." He's retired, semi-retired. Kids are out of the house. Unfortunately, we're still mooching off of them. But those of you who are a little older as parents know how that works. But you see, he saw stewardship as something that, not just something he committed to while his kids were in the Catholic Church and in the Catholic school, but a lifetime commitment. And now he's able to give 10% and more. And that helps out the families that are over at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton struggling right now to make ends meet. And that's how it works in every parish, you guys. That those who are better off can help those without. And that we don't leave Catholic education for simply the rich and those who can afford it. But brothers and sisters, I think as Jesus Christ intended that we all be on the same level playing field when it comes to receiving a wonderful education in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And every child deserves that. I want to especially thank you this weekend. Those of you who are making that sacrifice for our elderly who receive that Social Security check and still give monetarily to the church and pray for the mission of Christ the King and can't do much else. I've had so many of you who are older say, "Father, I wish I could get up on that roof," or "I wish I could carry all that stuff," and they just physically can't anymore, and they did their time. It's time for some of you who are younger to step up and to show some of the older folks in our parish that stewardship is not dead and that the mission of Christ the King is alive. I want to thank those of you who have been faithful to that mission over the years, especially those of you who, after your kids go through grade school and high school, you don't walk away, but you keep giving. I want to thank in particular our parents who showed up to help with the renovations of our classrooms this summer. You will see the fruit of their labor today. And I remember walking into this north building the night we tore out that ceiling and seeing you guys, I don't know, look like a man from the swamp or something, just caked, literally caked head to toe in dirt. Dirt that your children don't have to breathe anymore. I want to thank you for the sacrifices and the gifts that you make. I again want to offer an apology to you for a lack of communication. Many people have told me in our dinners, that I have over at the rectory. Father, I don't know what's going on in the school anymore. I don't have kids there. I just don't know what's going on. And I've asked our principal to begin to communicating you more often and more clearly what's taking place in the school and how you can be a part of it. I'm sorry for those of you who may have felt pushed out of our school in the past. And lastly, I want to give you an invitation today, especially to those of you who maybe have walked away from the mission of Christ the King. For those of you who have never really been involved in the mission of Christ the King, Jesus says in the Gospels that when you give sacrificially, that he can bless you in multitude. And I'm not just talking about money. Could be prayer, could be your time, could be your skills. But when you give, God blesses you in return many times over with what you gave. Over and over, stories in the Gospels that he tells us to get that point across to us. And if you want to go deeper in your faith, if you want to put the many words that you speak today in this Mass into practice, then I want to encourage you to join us. Join us in our mission of forming disciples for Jesus Christ.